This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Buongiorno once again, Ashley. Great to be with you from Roma on this very last day of the month of June.
Well, thank you so much, John. Buongiorno to you. Happy to be spending this last day of June with you and our Relevant Radio listeners.
It's hard to believe how quickly the month has flown by, Ashley.
Indeed. But I'll tell you what's reminding us is the intense Roman heat that has officially set in. So it's easy to remember that it's summertime around here, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, continued his new catechesis from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians today's Wednesday audience. Tell us a little bit about his message, Ashley.
Well, sure. He looked specifically at Paul's role as what he called a true apostle. So Pope Francis looked at that letter of Galatians saying that within that, Paul's intent is really twofold. Firstly, to reiterate the novelty of the gospel, and secondly, to help build up the true identity of the Galatians. And so it's on that identity that they can then base their entire existence. Now, Pope Francis today pointed out that St. Paul was able to, in his ministry, just put aside, to disregard the empty arguments of others that came toward him. But instead, for all of us, he showed us an example of how to overcome conflict in these hard times, how to overcome conflict in community. And he took what Pope Francis called the high road. And then it was only near the end of that letter that St. Paul revealed the core of those disagreements, which was about whether or not circumcision should be required for all Christians. And Pope Francis said that in dealing with this difficult topic, St. Paul, he didn't look for a quick solution, an easy solution. Instead, he wasn't afraid to get to the heart of the problem within that community because it was the truth of the gospel that was at stake. The stakes were the highest. And so Pope Francis then looked at St. Paul's assertion that he was called to be an apostle of God, not by his own merit, but that he boasted that he had progressed far beyond others within Judaism, that he had been a defender of his ancestral Jewish traditions, that he was a ferocious persecutor of the Christians. Now, Pope Francis said that when St. Paul is boasting of his old way of life, it's meant to spotlight the greatness of the mercy of God and how Paul went from being a persecutor of Christians because they did not observe the Jewish traditions and the law to, of course, himself being called to become an apostle to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then Pope Francis turned and asked all of us to look at that in relation to our own lives, saying that all the faithful are called by God despite past sins. And he urged everyone to remember that moment of encounter of grace with God when God changed your entire existence. And it's at this time, that moment of change, said Pope Francis today, that God implants a mission, and it is the responsibility of the faithful to then constantly prepare to live out that mission. He pointed out how often God asks sinners and he asks the weak to manifest his will, and that all of the twists and turns of life are part of God's plan of salvation. And then finally today, Pope Francis asked everyone to be aware of that transforming power of grace, to look for that so that we can also make our existence at the service of the gospel, John.
So much that we can learn from the Apostle St. Paul, who we celebrated along with the other pillar of the church, St. Peter, yesterday. A quick word on what we can learn based on what Pope Francis is trying to teach us from St. Paul.
Right. Well, you know, so Pope Francis actually yesterday, and reemphasized this today, spoke about looking to those great apostles of Rome, as we call them, Saints Peter and Paul, as examples of both freedom and humility, that they first had to be freed by Christ in order to free others, in order to preach God's word as a path of freedom. And it's interesting because right here in Rome, at the Church of St. Peter in Chains, as we call it, are the very chains that would have bound the hands of Peter in Jerusalem when he was arrested by Herod. And so yesterday was a day when people went to that church to venerate those chains. Yesterday was a day where people went to St. Peter's Basilica to, of course, pray at the bones of St. Peter himself, to pray next to the Basilica of St. Peter's, where Nero's Circus was, which was the very spot where Peter was put to death. And of course, out to the Church of St. Paul's outside the wall, the very spot of martyrdom of St. Paul. It is on this solemnity, it is a national feast day, which means that everything is closed, businesses, schools, etc. And typically, also, there is a fantastic, a very famous fireworks display that's been going on for centuries in Piazza del Popolo. Although that was canceled this year. And also the Infiarata, which is very famous, which is where these wonderful sacred art images are created on the street that leads up to St. Peter's Basilica by artists. And then the insides of those images are filled with flower petals. And so they bring color and vibrance to those images, and people come all day long to enjoy that. That was canceled this year, but of course it lives in our minds and our memories. We're looking forward to next year. And of course, this was the famous day of the pallia going to the Metropolitan Archbishops, the pallia, which are those stoles made from the wool of these little sheep that are blessed by the Pope every year on the Feast of St. Agnes. And then when those pallia are woven, those stoles that will go around the necks of the Metropolitan Archbishops until they are given to them, they are set in a box on top of the tomb of St. Peter himself. Of course, an amazing, such incredible symbolism showing the unity of the church around the world to the first amongst the apostles, to our very first Pope, Peter himself. So wonderful ways that these great saints, Peter and Paul, were celebrated here yesterday, John.
Ashley, it sounds like it was a fabulous celebration yesterday. Yes. For this solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. There was also a large mass. I understand it was the biggest mass since the pandemic began there in St. Peter's Basilica.
Yes, that was very exciting. It was inside the basilica itself. And then afterwards, Pope Francis actually hosted an Angelus, a special Angelus. Of course, usually we do that on Sundays, but for special feast days, we also have special Angelus. So he prayed that all of us look to Peter and Paul as examples for our lives, that he called them two giants of faith, John.
Ashley, for someone that is so intimately familiar with the city of Rome, you visited the tomb of Peter and Paul, I'm sure, many times. Mm-hmm. Briefly, what's it like to be standing face to face with the tomb of the Apostle St. Peter and St. Paul?
Well, you know, it's really, really hard to actually fathom it, but I am constantly moved by the fact that we are walking on this ground, of course, that has where the blood of the martyrs has been spilt. And when I'm standing in St. Peter's Square right there at the obelisk that's in the center of the square, I always think, my goodness, if only that obelisk could talk, because it actually witnessed the death of so many faithful Christians as the Romans were trying to wipe out Christianity. But today it witnesses the coming of so many millions of pilgrims to this very holy spot. So it's really humbling and always a moving experience, John.
On another note, Ashley, the Vatican sent a statement of solidarity on behalf of Pope Francis to the Miami Archdiocese after this tragic building collapse in South Florida last week. Beautiful words of prayer on behalf of our Holy Father, Pope Francis.
Yes, in fact, that message came through the Vatican Secretary of State, and Pope Francis spoke about his deep sadness for what he called the grievous loss of life, and he wanted everyone to know that he was offering his heartfelt prayers, especially that God would grant eternal peace to all those who died, that he would grant comfort to those who were mourning, to those who were experiencing loss, and of course, strength for anyone who has been affected by this horrible tragedy. He gave special gratitude for the tireless efforts of all these rescue workers who are involved, caring for the injured, who are seeking the injured amongst the rubble, also for those who are left homeless. And then he invoked upon the entire community of Miami the spiritual gifts of consolation, of fortitude, and perseverance in every good. And so, of course, with that in mind, we are all invited to pray the same, especially today, for those spiritual gifts of consolation, fortitude, and the perseverance in every good for those who are affected by this awful tragedy, John.
And here at Relevant Radio, we have been praying for everybody involved in this tragedy down there in South Florida. It's a never-ending reminder in the words of Archbishop Wenske of Miami that no one knows the day or the hour, Ashley.
Yes, it's exactly right. And I know Archbishop Wenske has also been very present and letting the people know that his prayers are with them and for the first responders as well. I know they've had special masses at local parishes, especially praying for the eternal repose of these poor victims and everyone who is involved. And it's just a reminder that in these moments, we do have, no matter how far away we are and how helpless we feel, we do have the power to offer the greatest gift of all, which is to especially pray for the eternal rest of these people.
Ashley, less than a minute. Quickly, what's been the reaction from the Italian people of this tragedy, a tragedy that has captured the attention of the whole world? In some ways, it's sort of like a mini 9/11, the way that these buildings came down.
Yes, yeah, exactly. You know, it's such a shock, John, and we dealt with something not so long ago when there was a horrible earthquake in Amatrice, and what they discovered was that when these buildings were raised to the ground because of the earthquake, a lot of it was due to faulty craftsmanship. Now, of course, in this case of Miami, that has not been proven or anything like that. I know that's being investigated, but I bring that up because the people here can certainly relate to this shocking form of tragedy that just comes out of the blue and shakes everyone's faith, and of course leaves us all in fear. And as Archbishop Wenske said, not knowing the moment or the hour. So it's a great reminder, as is COVID, to make sure that we're ready, to always make sure that we're ready, John.
Absolutely. Well, Ashley, thank you so much, as always, for bringing Rome to home to our audience. It's always a joy to connect with you live from Roma.
Hey, it's so great to be with you. May God bless you. Take care.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.